When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019, the number to call and talk depressing New York football. I mean, I've had enough. I can't do it with Daniel Jones. How many times have we argued with people about Daniel Jones not being good enough? And every year, the pathetic excuses. Like, now you see it. I think it's plain sight for everybody to see. All the plays that he's just missing because he's afraid to throw the quarterback. I don't know if I've seen more of a pathetic display ever in my life from a guy who actually has some ability than Daniel Jones, which is why, BT, ultimately, I would not fire Dable. And I'd probably give Shane another. If I'm gonna keep Dable, I probably should keep Shane because I really don't know what he is in year 3 now still. I think to properly evaluate a general manager, you need a little more time. But I just think it's a lack of execution from the players, specifically the quarterback. And that, to me, he's here for one reason. The owner. The owner stuck with him. It should never have happened. Like, you know it's bad when I can tell you the right way to run the franchise, when those guys are getting paid millions and millions and they're supposed to be the experts, and they don't know how. I would have made the change immediately when you hired Shane and Dable. They didn't. It then led them to having that successful season, which then led them to signing this guy, which led to another 2 years down the road, which has been a big waste of time for everybody.
Daniel Jones stinks. He's just a waste of time at this point. I mean, he honestly is.
Well, don't you think he's... Well, I should ask you that. What do you think is the biggest reason why they're 2-8?
I still don't think their O-line's very good. I don't think the coaching is as good as people thought it would be. I mean, a flea flicker on 3rd-and-1? You got to go 1 yard. Flea flicking? What are they on 2-point conversions? The 0-for-6? I lost track. 0-for-5. Thank you, Hoff. Part of the radio team who just got back from Germany. Hoff's hanging in there. He's got his Giants hat on still, proudly. So there is a little Giants pride remaining, I guess. I mean, what has Dable done? What does he do week to week except get a little red-faced, yell?
Yeah, but if the plays...
What do they do?
The plays are there to be made.
I mean, there are some that he doesn't pull the trigger on. I certainly give you that. But I don't see some amazing offensive schematical presentation that I thought a lot of people thought he was giving us. And I certainly don't see a quarterback whisperer yet. Now, maybe Daniel Jones is just not convertible. I mean, in terms of a talented player, and he does have some physical skill. We know that. But crossing the bridge from that into, you know, a bowler who actually gets your team in the end zone, Josh Allen. I haven't seen that.
Do you think there's a coach that can make Daniel Jones better?
No, I mean, he is what he is, man. So he's just terrified to throw the football.
Right, so if we're not evaluating him on the quarterback, which, by the way, he had somehow success with this quarterback, and again, it was primarily running the football.
I was going to say he had success, but basically not letting him do anything.
Correct.
15
okay.
touchdown passes.
And then they get away from that, and you see what happens. So wouldn't you think that he knows how to coach if he had success with this quarterback who can't throw at least 1 year? And you also see this team. Like, the reason why I was shocked that they actually lost that game yesterday is because they've been far more competitive against far better teams than Carolina. So if you're thinking that, okay, well, they're going to continue to play the way that they've played, which has been competitive in these games against better teams, then they should be able to, at the very least, beat the Panthers. And then they didn't. So they played down to the competition, whether it's defensively, offensively, whatever. But I look at them and say that the quarterback's the major problem. And the owner is the one who kept him here. So if I'm looking at, of the four, Mara, Shane, Dable, Jones, I would throw off the island, Mara and Jones, and I'll keep Shannon Dable. Now, again, it's getting harder to push back on your argument and say, well, they're not coached very well. I mean, what am I supposed to say? They're 2-8. I believe in a game plan. Yeah, that's great. Or I think he could be a good coach. But based on what exactly? Like, at some point, you got to start winning these games. But my God, it's just gotten pathetic.
Well, listen, Mara's most culpable. I'll certainly meet you there because his body of work is much more incriminating. I mean, think about the last 10-plus years and outside of 2022, the way it ended with Tom Coughlin. So many different mistakes, the Gettleman stuff, hanging with Reese too much, no offensive line. All the things that Mara's been overseeing here, it's his product. And his product stinks. And it stunk for a long time, except 1 year, which again proves to be the outlier. So I would agree with your order of culpability. Mara 1, Jones 2. I do agree with that. What I'm less committed to is the belief in the other two men on that list. And right. I've been that way for a while.
And even at this point, I may have to acquiesce and just be like, hey,
they lost to the Panthers, Sal. Panthers.
I know. Patrick is in Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I think I called last week, and I was like, if the Giants lose this game, I think that all the Giants fans should literally sell their tickets. And I think that's the case. But, hey, BT, I just wanted to say, remember in the draft when they drafted Malik Nabers, and I was like, that's just a shiny toy?
Yeah.
Is he going to throw himself the ball? Because
yeah.
Daniel Jones is going to get this kid killed. You see his face. He's trying to be, like, the good citizen and not throw his quarterback under the bus. But, hey, I'm going to have to push back on the Dable. Dable had some great plays. He caught everybody with the flea flicker. Those receivers are running wild, and Daniel Jones is like, where do I throw the ball? I mean, it's kind of like, guys, what can you have the coach do? You draw up great plays, and they just...
Two guys running wide open! They're running wide open! And he's afraid to throw it! And here's where I'll get on Dable, too. How can you not bench Jones at halftime?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you.
Like, what are we doing here? Daniel Jones, that interception going in the head, that should have been the last pass that he ever threw in a Giants uniform. My God, and I told you about the pick. It's not Nabers, the player. I honestly don't even have it in me. Like, the Giants continue to make colossal mistake after colossal mistake, and then they expect something different to happen. Like, picking Nabers was the wrong move, and I really believe that in part, if not large part, why Shane picked Nabers was because Mara made him feel guilty about losing Barkley, so they needed a new shiny toy to the caller's point and that new face of the franchise. Well, here you go, Malik Nabers. That's not how you build a football team. You need a quarterback. There were guys there.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Good God, the Chargers need a receiver too. They took Joe Alt. And look at what the Chargers doing with a good coach.
That's true. And they got rid of Williams. They let Williams go.
Right. They needed a receiver. They took one in the second round with Ladd McConkey.
The Nabers pick, I have no issue with it. I loved it that night. I just think that they've got, he has almost no chance to succeed. And I know Mike Williams is a different type of player, obviously, at this point of his career. But
did make a nice catch yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's very interesting. Like, if you took Malik, we're sitting here saying Malik Nabers, you're not doing a ton because of Daniel Jones, and that's true. Although Malik Nabers needs to stop jumping for the ball when he doesn't need to jump. That's why he went in the tent again, and that's why I thought he was concussed again. He caught it with his stomach. Stop jumping. If you guys know the play that I'm talking about, you know the play that I'm talking about. But I think that The Williams stuff, like, okay, let's take a dysfunctional franchise and let's put him with the Steelers. He makes the game-winning play. So that's the Jets angle. I guarantee if you took Nabers and put him on a competent team, next Sunday he goes for 9 catches for $160 and 2 touchdowns.
Well, here's another.
I guarantee it.
I think it's a great example, and I was thinking this yesterday, watching the Steelers in Washington. Russell Wilson, the Giants could have had him. There was talk about that a couple years ago.
There was.
But do you think that Russell Wilson would have been the same with the Giants?
Nope.
Okay, like, the Steelers are a well-run organization that say, okay, you're done with this guy, we'll take him and we'll make him good. And Russell Wilson's throwing dimes all over the field yesterday.
I know.
Oh, my God. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, fellas. How are you? I just say one thing. I'd like to thank all the military for their service on Veterans Day.
Absolutely.
That made this country the greatest country in the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Good
awesome
point,
job.
Charlie. Happy
yes,
Veterans
sir.
Day, and thanks to all who have served this country and made the ultimate sacrifice.
Hey, now to get to football. You know what? tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, we deserve a better brand of football. To wake up to watch the Giants. I'm not a Giant fan, but you know us. We love our football. We watch both teams. I might not support them, but I expect quality football. We're not getting football from either program. It's embarrassing being New York fan of these teams. It's terrible football to watch. You watch a game like Thursday night, great game. Last night, what a great game to watch on Sunday night football. Well, I'm watching. I don't even want to watch the games anymore. I just want to watch the NFL red zone and watch quality football. Jets aren't playing this weekend. I can't wait to watch quality football this weekend. And that's all. I'm done with the Jets. My gear's away. Put it away till they do something different. I can't stand watching the New York Jets anymore or the Giants. It's sad football to watch.
Can't push back. Unfortunately, the Jets are playing this weekend. Giants are off.
Yeah, well, Jets playing one. He's saying, oh, what did he say?
I think he said the Jets are off this weekend. Yeah, I think he made a twist
right,
that.
Giants have a bye. Jets got their game flexed to 1 o'clock, but still.
Then they have the bye.
He's right.
No,
and the NFL is the one sport where it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be regional or localized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, we talk about the Jets and Giants primarily, but, I mean, as far as the game go and the storylines go, there's a big game Thursday night. Philadelphia, Washington, be into that. There are big games next weekend as well. Not as many, though, as you would think. I think there's a big game at 4. It's the Bills and Chiefs at 4:25. And then they flex the Sunday night game as Chargers-Bengals. So, yeah, I mean, think about this. Again, as the thing I'm seeing in my Twitter feed yesterday, the Tankathon updates.
I saw it.
Yeah,
I actually went there this morning.
The Jets and Giants in the top 10. Like, how many times you want to just did that draft show when we weren't even together a couple years ago?
Oh, at the Meadowlands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the Jets and Giants picking in the top 10 or top 5. Like, how many? That's the talk around here with New York football for the better part of a decade.
Yep.
Who's the new head coach going to be? Where are they picking in the top 5, top 10? Who's the new quarterback? What? Like, that's what we're talking about with New York football year after year after year. It's the same stuff.
And think about the four players that were drafted inside the top 10 the night that we did. That was 2022, right? Was that 2022? It had to be.
Yeah. Might have been I think it was, 2021.
You know what? Maybe it was 2021. I think you're right. Evan Neal is a complete zero. Kayvon Thibodeau, eh. Soft Gardner, can't tackle. And Garrett Wilson is the real deal. So 25%, Jets and Giants combined.
Right, that year, the multiple.
Maybe 40%, because Kayvon's got a little tennis. He's got to get healthy, whatever. But you know what I mean.
This is going back to Sam Darnold and Saquon. Like, come on.
It's disgraceful. And I got news for you. Like, the other games, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but just because there's a good national game on with a big profile and real lasting ramifications, I'm not saying I'm not going to watch it, but I don't care. Like, it doesn't change how I feel about the teams and the football fate that we have here. And, you know, depending upon how old you are, you know, I started watching football in the early 80s. Yeah, you got Inside the NFL on HBO, and we didn't have HBO right away, but when we got it, I watched it. Yeah, and you'd see, like, the Niners and the Raiders on the late games, and you get the Monday Night Football. So you had a little taste of the national scene, but my football Sundays were Jets and Giants.
Right.
So that's my DNA. Not that I don't bet, not that I don't have fantasy, not that I don't check in on the other higher profile things, but they don't make me happy.
Right. Well, yeah.
They just don't. They don't change my attitude about football.
I think the majority of fans, whether you're a Jets or Giants fan, you don't want to watch it anymore. So you'd rather be happy and watch the other stuff, whether you're betting or fantasy-wise. And I'll tell you this, you know, we're older. And even me, like, I grew up initially I was a Giants fan and I liked the Jets when they had Parcells, but I grew up a Falcon fan. So you grew up a fan of a team that's out of town. But I do think the sport has grown so much and younger fans now, whether they grow up in New York or not, are rooting for their fantasy quarterback, a team that they see in the playoffs that they like.
Yep. Like,
now more than ever, younger fans like teams from out of town.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while.
It's not a localizer. Whereas baseball is the most regional sport you could possibly have. Football's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Hoops, too. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, you got a lot of local Knicks fans here, but the Steph Curry, LeBron stuff, even Kobe back in the day, a lot of East Coasters gravitate to the great Kobe and some other.
The gambling, the red zone, the fantasy, the Sunday ticket, all those things have led to fans wanting to watch good football, and that means not watching the Giants and Jets every week.
Sal, it's November 11th. The Jets have 3 wins. 3.
I mean, you could combine the team's wins and it wouldn't even be a good team.
If you combine both, I think you meant actual win total. I agree. Yeah. I actually said that on the pod last night. Like, I mixed the Giants in for a moment. If the Jets and the Giants combined rosters, they still wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
It is absolutely, it's so disheartening and so disgraceful. Really is.